You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, back again, we have Chrissy Blaze. Chrissy is an astrologer who trained at the Faculty of Astrological Studies in London. She is an international speaker and author of 12 published books, including 6 astrology books. She is a regular media guest and co-host of Aetherius Radio Live on Body Mind Spirit Radio. She was a direct disciple of renowned yoga master and founder of the Aetherius Society, Dr. George King, for 20 years. Chrissy is a healer who first learned to heal at age 14 and has practiced and taught this for most of her life. She is dedicated to helping people unlock their spiritual potential and has taught aspects of spiritual science to small and large groups. Her latest work is the pioneering book, Earth, Astrology's Missing Planet. And we discuss how we can all reconnect with the Earth's sacred power and get to know our unique Earth sign. Chrissy, welcome back again to the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you so much, Yogini Joanne. It's my pleasure to be here. It's always wonderful to be on your show.
It's fantastic. And this is absolutely astonishing. Your beautiful book, Earth, Astrology's Missing Planet, Reconnecting with Her Sacred Power. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. And you're going to talk to us all about, you know, the Earth sign, which is amazing, you know, later on. But first of all, please tell us, what is your background on astrology?
Thank you. Yes, it's been a long time. I know even as a child, I was always curious about why are we here and what's the purpose. And I wanted to understand people. I was very interested in people and I wanted to understand myself. And all of that led me to astrology. And also my aunt happened to be an astrologer too. And I remember she showed me a chart when I was just about 14, I think. And it just made sense to me, even though in that moment I understood it, even though it took me many years of study to really understand it. But, you know, it was one of those sort of flashback things where I think I had studied astrology before. Yes. And so it seemed very familiar. But I did have to work hard and I eventually took a study course at the Faculty of Astrological Studies in London and became a certified astrologer and everything, and have studied it for many, many years and become a professional astrologer. And now written, 6 astrology books, including my favorite one that you're talking about, The Earth. Yes. Astrology's missing planet.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. And can you explain how can you explain astrology? What does astrology mean for you? Because I think there's so many different ways that people interpret astrology, and there's many different forms of astrology as well. But what does it mean for you?
Well, astrology is an art and it's a science that studies the influence of the planets in the solar system on human behavior. And there are many different approaches to astrology, as you say, but the type of astrology that I have studied and sort of practiced and sort of created in a way is called spiritual astrology. Now, this is not new. Other people practice spiritual astrology, but what I do, I have a different approach. I combine the teachings of the Aetherius Society on the fact that the planets are living, evolved beings with the science of astrology. And this kind of makes it a very interactive approach to it. I've also combined it with the study of karma. And so it's a, I've combined this sort of spiritual approach, the evolutionary approach, the karmic approach with the classical approach. Now, all of that makes it sound complicated, but actually, it's quite simple, the approach I take. And my books are very simple to read. I like, as a former teacher, I always try and make things so that everyone can understand them. And I regard the birth chart as a person's karmic pattern that they have at birth. And this is their opportunities, their potential, the challenges that they potentially face. But I also believe that there's no such thing as, well, there's such a thing as, but there's not, it's not a fatalistic thing because every moment of every day we are changing our future through our thoughts and our actions. So the birth chart is not like set in stone, but it's a helpful guide for us. And in fact, I had a student once who was in her 90s and it was her first ever understanding of astrology. And she said, "Oh, goodness me, it's fantastic. If only I'd understood that when I was young." Because it's, she said, it's like a guidebook for your life in a way. Well, it is. I like to think of it as that. Your chart is like a guidebook for your life,
Yeah.
but you can still overcome, it helps you to overcome the challenges. Because as you know, that when you know what a challenge is and what you have to learn, it makes it that much easier.
That's
And
right.
when you see opportunities coming up, it's much, you can make much more of them when you know what they are.
That's right. That's right. It's good to take the good energies and what's happening with the planets and use that in your favor. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It helps to give you more self-knowledge as well, which is so important, as we know, on the spiritual path. It's the famous aphorism, man, know thyself, and you know the gods and their energies. You know thyself. It's one of the first things that we're taught, isn't it, on the spiritual path. It's such an essential thing. So it's not the only way, of course, we can know ourselves. You don't have to study astrology through heightening your intuition, through other methods like numerology, psychic methods as well. I'm sure you have studied many methods yourself, Joanne.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yes, of course. That's what we're here for, isn't it? To know
Yeah.
thyself in all
Yeah.
aspects. Yeah,
Yeah, exactly.
beautiful to be the master of oneself. And so your beautiful book, Earth, Astrology's Missing Planet. What inspired you to write about this? And I mean, it's phenomenal because, it hasn't, been written about before. So please explain a little bit about your book and what inspired you to write it.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's been a long time coming. When my grandmother, I absolutely adored, she died when I was only 4, and she taught me so much. She was a theosophist, and she would say, "Thoughts are things," and I would worry me terribly, you know, "Oh my goodness, all these terrible things you're thinking at the age of 4, right?" And told me if I picked the flowers, it would hurt them. And this is the way she brought me up. So it kind of like it was the end of my life when she passed away. But I had great parents too. But one thing she left me was the whole series of Alice Bailey books, those blue books, you know, the Alice Bailey books. And one of them, which was one of my favorites, was on esoteric astrology, which is very difficult to understand, and I still don't really understand it. But it sort of fascinated me. And she, I don't know if you know about Alice Bailey, but she was overshadowed by a member of the spiritual hierarchy of Earth. And he came to her when she was quite young and said he was going to use her as a channel. And she didn't want it. She was very willful, you know, she didn't want it at all. So he came to her, I think, two or three times, and eventually she sort of gave in. And he dictated, she wrote about 30 books in her lifetime, but he dictated through her about 20 of these books.
Wow.
And one of them was esoteric astrology, very advanced astrology. But one thing he said in it, which always stuck with me, was that there would come a time when astrologers would have to, not will, but will have to take into account the influence of the earth.
Yes.
And that's always stayed with me.
Yeah.
I wasn't reading that when I was four, but later on, you know, my 20s and so on. And I kind of brushed it off and I thought, well, you know, people will talk about that. You know, not, I didn't think it was up to me, you know. Because although I studied astrology, I never think I'm certainly not one of the great astrologers that there are out there, I have to admit. I'm a good practical astrologer, and I think I can help people and all that. But I left it to one of the truly great, well-known astrologers to come up with it. And they didn't. And I used to do a lot of classes and lectures. And one thing students would often say was, why don't we take into account the earth?
I know, it's so
So obvious, right? Like
yes.
the elephant in the room.
Yeah. Which we are living on, you know, it's all about us. Yes.
Yeah. So astrology is about the influence of the planets in the solar system. But the Earth is not discussed at all,
No.
which is very, very strange because obviously, well, apart from the sun, which has tremendous influence, the Earth too would have a tremendous influence because we're treading on it every single day of our lives, right? We're feeling the body and the spiritual aspects of the earth, and I go more into that. Also, when I met my spiritual master, Dr. George King, the founder of the Aetherius Society, he taught that the earth is a living, breathing, highly advanced spiritual intelligence.
Yes.
And he devised a global mission, which we're still doing today in the Aetherius Society, called Operation Sunbeam, where spiritual energies are sent to certain psychic centers of the earth. And yes, she does have psychic centers, just as we do, chakras,
Chakras, yeah.
in order to give thanks, to give back to the earth in a very potent way. And also as a karmic thank you on behalf of the whole of humanity, this wonderful mission, actually. So he taught me a lot about the earth. And in fact, he said that every spiritual organization should incorporate in their teachings this understanding of the earth as a great spiritual being and give thanks to the earth. And I'm sure some of them do, certainly the indigenous
Yes.
cultures do that. But you know, he taught me how important that was, and this is kind of all inspired me to write the book. Well, one day, I don't know, it was about 2016, I think it was, I got this strong impression about the book, you know. And at that time, I was sort of interested in learning more about the master Dwal Kul from the spiritual hierarchy. And it was one of those weird times that you probably had yourself where I was thinking about him and I wish I could find out more about him. And somebody sent me an email and there was a picture of him right there. And just as I was thinking about it, and I thought, I've got to follow this through. And then I sort of went into a contemplation and received a sort of messages and so forth. I needed to write this book. So I started to write the book. I did a lot of research and so on. And halfway through, I'd written about half the book. And halfway through, I got a message in the middle of the night. I wasn't sure. I think it was from a Native American, actually, as it was. And I talk about it in the book. About 3 in the morning. And I gave me a message about the book that I had to rewrite it in another way. And so I had to completely rewrite what I'd written.
Wow.
To make it not just an astrology book, but a spiritual book,
Ah.
a realization that the earth isn't just this beautiful physical body that we live on,
She's
but it's a
spiritual.
great spiritual intelligence.
Yeah, that's
So,
Yeah, wow.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, I do both. In the book, I do both. You know, I talk about both. Both are important, I think.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And we forget that side of her, you know. But yeah, I believe, you know, we come here and we learn from Mother Earth. We learn all about her. We learn from the mother. And then we rise up to learn from the father. We raise our kundalini to learn from the father, which are the, you know, it's a mother and father, isn't it? It's beautiful. Yes.
Yeah, and you could say that the son is the father and the...
Yes.
Earth is the mother for us.
Right.
Well, she is Mother Earth, always female entity. Dr. King said she was a female entity because of so much water on her body. The oceans make up, I don't know if it's 60% of her body or
That's a vast
amount, which makes her very psychic entity, sort of female. And she is a female entity.
Yeah, definitely.
With all the growth and nature and so beautiful.
And that's why I think us women, we have an affinity with Mother Earth so much, because we produce, we nurture, we create just like Mother Earth, you know?
Yeah, and he also said because the Earth is a female entity, female intelligence, there will come a time in the future when all the senior positions on Earth will be held by females, which is interesting.
I totally believe that. I really do, you know, because it's not anything about being above the masculine.
No.
We're in unity consciousness now. But, you know, men have held such them positions. I think it's time for the women to come in and bring balance back to that. And also bring
it's all about balance.
We have such a, because we give birth and we are in connection with that mother energy, you know, we have that connection to that divine flow much more, I think, with love and unconditional love that we need to give out in this world.
That's so true. That's so true.
Yes, yes. Beautiful. Wow. And so you basically were the first one, like you're the pioneer to write about this, because I never heard about it before. And then when I was reading, I was like, it makes so much sense. You know, is the missing planet. Yeah.
I think other people have written about the Earth. I found one or two, but not gone into the sort of spirituality of it. Mine is a different book, and I think it's pioneering in that way.
Yeah. Definitely.
I bring in these spiritual teachings to it. But it's based on, there's a lot of science in there as well, science easily understood by people, that makes it, I think, quite a balanced book, because it
Brilliant.
Involves science and spirituality, which is the way of this age, isn't it? The Aquarian
age. I think they're entwined.
Entwined.
Totally.
You're absolutely right.
They're one
Yes,
of
they
the
are.
same thing, and when they all catch up with each other, they'll realize that.
Exactly. But I didn't want to write it as a technical book. I
yes,
wrote it
yeah.
so that anyone can understand it
Yeah.
and hopefully get a lot out of it. And that's the way I write all my books.
Yeah, it's very important because some of these, concepts like metaphysical and spiritual concepts are very sometimes a little bit difficult to grasp, but they're written in such a down-to-earth way, it makes it accessible to everyone.
Well, I think that is the purpose of a teacher or a writer, is to translate the
Yes.
technical, complex things. And if you're reading someone who's very complex, then they haven't really done their due diligence. I think that's just
That's
me.
right. You've got to make it accessible for all.
And I think the most important thing of the book that came to me when I was asked to rewrite it was that the most part is to re-establish that long forgotten connection with the earth,
Yes.
which we have forgotten
We
due to
have.
over the centuries. We've gradually it's lessened, it's lessened, it's lessened. And before, in the past, even in this country, not just indigenous cultures, but even in England, I say this country, I'm in America, but
Yeah,
it's
England, yeah.
part of me. Even in England, apparently the churches were all aligned with ley
Ley
line.
lines,
Crossing
yes.
of ley lines, and also,
It is.
or this connection to the earth was
The
taken
pagans,
in the
was
past. Yes,
completely at one with Mother Earth, weren't they?
but it's gradually faded away with the Industrial Revolution and so forth. It's gradually faded away, and even the environmental movement, which I think is fantastic. It's very, very important what's being done. Still, there was a fair a couple of years ago, an environmental fair, and there were lots of stands with different environmental groups and so forth, and lectures. And I offered a lecture on the Mother Earth, the spirituality of the Mother Earth. And they said, "Oh no, that's not really in keeping with what we're doing." And I thought, it's exactly in keeping with the environmental movement. And I
Because
do believe,
that's
and I'm giving a shout out here, that I believe that this is the missing element
It
in the
is the missing
environmental
element
movement.
because look what happened to Atlantis. Their ego and their technology overtook their spirituality and it became their downfall. And we have to make sure that that doesn't happen, with us, with humanity, and overtake because, our ancestors were at one with Mother Earth and at one with all things. And I think when we came away from living close in the tribes and close to Mother Earth, and when we started living in boxes, 2.4 children away from the elders and the clans and the tribes, and we all had our separate lives in boxes, that's when we started to lose that connection,
That's so true. Yeah, that's a very interesting thought about Atlantis and previous civilizations too. They all had that crisis moment where they were very, very advanced in science, weren't they? But as you say, the
Lost spiritual.
spirituality was lacking.
Yes.
So,
The downfall.
down.
And I believe Mother Earth is my church.
Oh, that's lovely.
Mother
Yes.
Earth is my church. I don't have to go to a church to connect with God because God, Goddess, is in every single blade of grass. He's omnipresent. It's in everything. So Mother Earth is my church. And that's why it's so important to walk on Mother Earth and ground and feel her energy because she heals us. She heals us with her energy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's a lovely concept. Mother Earth is our church. Yes, we beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
Certainly.
I love that. And she is. Because she really, on my spiritual journey, I was called to her, and she called
Really.
and as I, went into her more and more and more, into the forests and into the woods. It was like a calling. She helped me to call back all those pieces that I'd lost, all the pieces of my soul that I'd lost. She helped me call it back. She was it very balancing and brought back that wholeness for me, I believe.
Well, that's wonderful, yes. Of course, there are all the divas and the nature spirits of Earth, but
Yes.
there's
Amazing.
another whole topic that's
I know. It's
lovely.
beautiful. Yeah. And the wise, silent beings, and they listen to us and they need our prayers, and it's very good to give back to pray, to give back, to give love to the mother and to, all of her creatures and, all beings. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. She
But
gives us so much, yeah.
yeah. And astrology, so astrology has not taken into account the influence of the Earth, Mother Gaia, you know. It's only really it's only focused on the other planets. And this is the most amazing thing, because this really got me, you know. Most people know their sun sign, they know their moon sign, but right now in December, the sun is in Sagittarius. But how do we find out our earth sign? Because we all have a, you say that we have an earth sign.
Yes, we do.
That's
The Earth
amazing. That's
sign, very
incredible,
simple.
Chrissy.
I can talk more about that later, but basically, it's just exactly opposite your sun sign. So, what was your Gemini, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so your Earth sign is Sagittarius,
Sagittarius.
the opposite sign. I'm
Yes.
an Aries, my Earth sign is Libra. And
Wow.
yeah, I can talk more about what that means and how we can embody it, how we can use it, this wonderful energy, more in our lives. Yeah.
Yeah.
First, by becoming aware of it. So yeah, all the signs, I can quickly run through them. The opposite sign of Aries is Libra. The opposite sign of Taurus, if you're Taurus, is Scorpio. And the opposite sign of where are we now? Gemini, Sagittarius, Cancer. The opposite's Capricorn. Leo is Aquarius. The opposite Virgo is Pisces. The opposite of where on Libra is Aries, and we go on. And the opposite is Scorpio is Taurus. Have I missed any? Sagittarius is Gemini, and Capricorn is Cancer, and finally, have I missed Pisces? The opposite of Pisces is Virgo.
Yeah, that's it.
The Virgo is Pisces, yeah. Yeah,
Wow, that is fascinating. And what, how does the earth sign help us?
well, first of all, it's interesting because it's opposite. I know when I first realized what mine was, I mean, I had to dig very deep to work all this out, by the way. And I put out a challenge to other astrologers, because this was my own research, my own intuition, and I wanted other people to add to it, to come up with their findings. So this is my research, but I'm pretty sure a lot of it's right. So basically, the sun sign is like the most important. It's like the director of the play of our lives, I like to think, and all the planets play a part. Now, the Earth sign is the opposite to the sun, and it's our dharma, if you like. It's the secret of using the power of your Earth sign is, number one, to become aware of the different energies within you, but it helps us to become more self-aware. And since the sun and the Earth are opposite, you may always feel this pull, as if your life is somewhat as a balancing act. And I know when I certainly do. Do you feel that? It's like you've got to keep this balance.
Yes.
And being, I just can talk for myself, being an Aries, I know I always have to be on, we've talked about this before, Joanne, on the edge of life. You've got to be out there kind of a few steps ahead of other people. Well, not everybody, but a few steps doing your own thing, your own path, not worrying so much about what other people think. And this can make the Aries, excuse me, we have a bit of a reputation for being not selfish, but self-centered,
Yes.
because we're pushing our own agenda. Something we have to do. But the Libra is the person who is the opposite, is very concerned about what other people think.
Yeah.
And they're often very interested in other people, the public, and they do things like public relations. They're very good at that, diplomacy. So the Aries, knowing that my opposite sign, the Earth sign, is a Libra, is very helpful, because now when I'm pushing ahead, and I try and rein myself in and think, well, what would the Earth side do? What would my Libra side do? And looking back over my life, I've been involved in public relations quite a lot, for the Aetherius Society, for a spiritual group, and also in other areas too. So that's good to bring in it's your dharma, if you like. It's how you can manifest that energy. And so it's good to know what your Earth sign is. So you're Gemini, your opposite is Sagittarius, the
Sagittarius,
traveler,
the
the traveler
traveler.
in the mental, the spiritual, and the physical realms.
Wow.
So, yeah, bringing that in more into your life can help to bring balance and harmony and better health and all this. And it's the same with all the planets. Knowing what they are and how to use them is important, but especially the Earth, I think.
That's so good. That's so good. Yes. It's beautiful, and it's something that we've never really heard of, the influence of the earth. So what is the influence of the earth on all who live here from an astrological perspective?
Well, I think I believe the ruling sign of the Earth is Taurus.
Yes, first sign.
It's some of the signs have two planets ruling them, and Taurus is ruled by Venus, but also I believe would be the Earth as well. So we have this Taurian influence. It's a very creative planet. People on it have access to this sort of creative, artistic planet. When you think about it, in the midst of all the war and all this, we have this fantastic flowering of art and music and spirituality is included in that. And it's such, looking at it from the perspective of perhaps another planet from another galaxy, we might seem very strange because we're sort of warlike on the one hand and cruel and selfish. And on the other hand, we have this fantastic spirituality and art and music and culture. Culture, we have both. So I think this is the influence of the Earth. Of course, the rest needs to go away, the war and all that needs to go away. And the more this influence of the Earth can blossom, and the more we understand it, the more we use it, the more we give thanks to it, the more it can blossom, I think. I think it's one of the keys. For our future is to become more attuned to the earth, then the more this whole planet can blossom as it should do. So.
Definitely. Definitely. That's so important. Really important. Because yes,
I think it's the energy that kind of brings our aspirations to life if we
yes.
translates our compassion into practical acts of service. So it's your Dharma. It's not just an idea. But it enables us to put those ideas into action in compassionate ways. That's the
Beautiful.
sort of influence of the earth, because
Yeah.
Taurus being, I believe, one of the signs of the earth, is very practical,
Yeah.
wants to put things into action.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And you know, in your book, you say that the earth is, you know, it is a living intelligence, isn't it?
Yeah, it
Is there,
definitely is.
so, and the evidence for this leads into the Schumann resonance. Now, the Schumann resonance. I want you to talk all about that because I believe it's like the heartbeat of Mother Earth.
It is indeed, yes, it is indeed. There's lots of evidence that the Earth is a living intelligence. And I think we are realizing that now, but it's gone right back. Remember Jane, I don't know, you may be too young to remember James Lovelock with the Gaia books, the Gaia hypothesis, 1979. You are too young. But it was a big deal in the late 70s. And he proposed that the Earth is a single living entity. And that was quite revolutionary at the time, apart from we did. Dr. King was saying that in the Aetherius Society, but outside in the scientific community, that was quite a revelation. But before then, even in the 18th century, the father of geology, I think it was James Hutton, described the Earth as a type of superorganism. But one beautiful thing I talk about in the book was a scientist called John Nelson, and he had a book called The Breathing Earth. I'm not sure if it's still around, but it's a wonderful book. He was able to put together a year's worth of the seasonal transformations of the Earth and what they look like from outer space. You can see it on a video. You probably find it on YouTube, actually. It looks like you can see the Earth's in and out breath
Yeah.
because everything's speeded up. So the seasonal transformations are an in and out breath. So that's why he calls it the breathing earth, because the earth breathes like
Beautiful.
all living organisms. And Schumann resonance, yeah, I love that. It's another proof that the earth is a living intelligence. Professor Schumann discovered that in 1953. I think he was at the University of Munich. And he discovered that the earth produces very specific vibrational pulsations. And the frequency at the time, it may have changed slightly since, but at the time it was 7.83 hertz.
That's right, yeah.
And this came to be known as Schumann's resonance, or as you say, the Earth's heartbeat.
Yes.
And this research led to a finding that there's a correlation between the Earth's heartbeat and the brain rhythms of humans. And they were given a brief exposure to the frequency, and their health stabilized. Amazing. So, there was another, of course, there's lots of research going on around the time. Professor Weaver from Max Planck Institute proves that we're out of sync, that when we're out of sync with the Earth, we have major health problems. So,
Yes.
what he did, he built an underground bunker which blocked out magnetic fields, including the heartbeat frequency. And young and healthy volunteers, they lived there for 4 weeks in this underground bunker. And they all suffered from migraines and emotional distress and so forth. And he proved that when we are attuned to the Earth's frequency, it's very beneficial.
Yes.
And they also found that the physical condition of the early astronauts in the 60s deteriorated severely when they were in outer space, and they had a lot of problems with bone density and so on. So it was the first one that that discovered this was the Russian Space Agency. And they actually placed Schumann wave generators in spacecraft that mimic the Earth's frequency. And the health of the astronauts stabilized, and especially the bone density. And NASA then included these in the space stations. So it's a very real thing. It's very important for us to be attuned to this frequency. And there are many ways to do this, which I include in my book. One ancient practice that is where we draw the energy directly from the logos of Earth, the violet flame practice,
Violet flame.
connection, this direct connection with the energy from the logos, I think really will help. But also, we can hear, you probably know, Joanne, you can find on, I think, Amazon sell the human resonance on, you can download, or you can, I think, still buy CDs and this kind of thing. So you can play it, which is really nice. Just
Wow.
play the resonance in the background while you're working, and will help to de-stress you
Yes,
and
definitely.
stabilize your health. So it's amazing, amazing.
And I feel that, when you become in alignment, heart, mind, soul alignment, it's like our heartbeat will resonate with the heartbeat of Mother Earth,
Yeah.
And that's why the drum is so wonderful because the drum, signifies the heartbeat of of Mother Earth and brings us into that trance-like state of healing as well. So definitely, it's having her beautiful, I mean, she's just so healing, and we should really appreciate Mother Gaia,
Yeah, absolutely.
connect and commune with her.
Yeah. In my previous show with you on the 12 blessings, one of my favorite blessings is the seventh blessing, which is the blessing for the Mother Earth.
That's right.
And it was beautiful blessing. And in that blessing, the Master Jesus, who gave the 12 blessings through Dr. George King as the medium in 1958, in this blessing, he gives tremendous truths about the real spiritual nature of the earth and what we've done to her. And at the end, we have this beautiful prayer that we can join in with. So it is a wonderful practice, and a wonderful practice to every day offer our thanks to
Yeah.
the earth. Because let's think about it, where would we be without the earth? We
That's
take her for
right.
granted.
The earth and the sun,
Yeah.
both.
Give
You
thanks to both. Yeah. It's a
yes,
beautiful
just
balance. Just
yeah.
in the morning when you get up, you see the
Yep.
sun. It's a lovely sunny day here, and give thanks. And even if it's not sunny, it's there.
And it's that masculine and feminine, isn't it? It's
Yes.
opposite polar opposites. It's so beautiful. Yes. And do you think that the more we understand about the Earth's energies, the more we can help to improve conditions on this planet?
Yeah, that's a very good question, I think. Absolutely, I do. There is a growing awareness of interconnectedness, isn't there? Everybody's
Yes.
talking about that, of everything on the planet. It doesn't always include the Earth, of course, but people often talk about with each other, which is a good start. But to include the Earth, we can no longer think of ourselves as separate,
No.
because everything we do affects each other, as we know, but also affects the earth.
That's
And
right.
since we believe, and I know you do, and I hopefully the listeners do, that she is this advanced spiritual intelligence, highly, highly advanced, we also must believe it's logical that she's highly, highly sensitive and knows everything that's going on her body. And so it's heartbreaking to think that if we completely ignore her, if we just take from her, take all everything we feel we need and
Yes.
never give anything
Take
back.
the resources. That's so true. And I tell you one thing as well, what I truly believe. I believe that humanity's collective thoughts and feelings and actions that we give out affects the earth and causes, and her weather systems and her volcanoes and her earthquakes and her, the weather and storms and
Weather.
everything. It's us who is,
Exactly, yeah.
we are the ones with our consciousness that is affecting this. And as we, and also you can see that because it affects the Schumann resonance. When many bad things happen, it affects the Schumann, it affects her heartbeat. So as we become more awakened and as we raise our consciousness in this great awakening time, I truly believe that the world and the earth will become more temperate. Even the temperature, I believe, will become more temperate all over the world. And
Yeah.
I believe that there will be less earthquakes, less natural disasters, because humans are becoming calm and peaceful and spiritual.
Yeah, that's very, very important. It's so true what you're saying,
Yeah.
Joanne.
Do you believe that? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. We the divas, the her nature spirits, the divas, they use the energy we give them.
Yes.
So when we give them, exactly as you're saying, you give them the bad energy, and they have to create negative conditions, negative weather conditions.
That's correct.
So everything is our fault, but we can change it. Everything we can do to help.
And
It just takes a critical mass of people, but it's not very hard. We're not demanding a lot. We're just demanding a sort of a change of awareness about the earth, to be more aware of her and of her divas, who just the beautiful Devic kingdom, they want to have this wonderful energy. They can create heaven on earth. They want that. But we give them, they can only use the energy we give them.
That's right. And that's why so we have the responsibility. We have that responsibility to use our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions in a more sacred, in a more righteous way, which is what enlightenment means. It means to become the master of your thoughts, feelings, words, and actions, because whatever you give out will come back to you, and it affects the earth and it affects every single being upon this earth, doesn't it?
Exactly.
That's our responsibility that we have.
Exactly. Yeah, so one thing that every listener can do, is, I'll give you a job here, is to, number one, realize this, and some I know many of you probably already do, but the secondly, to spread the word about it, you know, talk to your friends. It's a topic everybody loves. Everybody innately loves the earth, whether they've thought about it or not. It's a part of who we are.
That's
we come from the earth, we go back to the earth. She is our mother. And just like often in lives, we, you know, our mother passes away and we feel this tremendous loss, like a broken heart. And then we think, if only I'd done this, if only I'd done that, if only I'd given her more thanks, more gratitude. Because when we grow up as children, we're very, we take it for granted, right? Oh, mothers do this and this and this and this. And it's the same with the earth. It's like that the earth sacrifices just in a much bigger way, but in a similar way to the way that a good mother sacrifices for the sake of the children. And she sacrifices on a much higher level for the sake of the whole of humanity. And stifles her own energies and so forth. But fortunately, on July the 8th, 1964, you've probably heard that, there was a she received her primary initiation. And that was something that was brought about by the cosmic hierarchy of this solar system, and was a wonderful time for the earth. And she has this tremendous energy now within her, and she's gradually releasing it. And we will gradually see a change in conditions on the surface of earth.
That's right, because as Gaia evolves, raises her vibration, you know, into the higher dimensions, so too must we. You know, exactly. Must humanity raise our vibration and move into the higher vibrations, into the higher dimensions?
It's so true. I mean, we have to. And you will see the end. You know, I've been promoting this for many decades, but I can see a shift. Probably you can as well. Mm-hmm. There's been a shift over the last few years, and people are much more aware now than they used to be.
Definitely.
Still, on the other hand, there's more kind of craziness, and more people are not handling the energy, if you like, or they're handling it in a negative way, and you're seeing this tremendous division. So I don't think it's not going to be easy, because people have to, not in a cruel way, but just because they couldn't tolerate the high vibrations, which are coming.
That's right.
As the earth gradually releases all this wonderful energy within her, and then.
And that's not a bad thing. You know, we're all here to, everyone evolves at different levels in different ways.
Yeah.
Wow. I just love talking to you about the mother. The mother is.
I can tell that you have a great love for the earth.
Where can we read your book, Chrissy?
Well, you can find it on Amazon. There, yep. I'll show you again. It's lovely picture of the earth. And it's called Earth, Astrology's Missing Planet.
Wow.
So it's the missing planet. It's so sad, really.
It is. This is what we bring attention.
I'm putting out this appeal to astrologers of the world to bring their thoughts, their resources, their studies, their inspirations to help make this a global movement of astrologers. Because I always think, come on, astrologers, what are you doing? They're too involved in the intellectual process of astrology. And they help people too, don't get me wrong. Don't shoot me down, because they do help a lot of people.
Yes.
But their research and their studies, it can be too, they're talking about these distant planets and they're missing out on the earth. And I think if a lot of wonderful astrologers came together, we could make this a really important, strong movement that could affect a lot of people.
Definitely.
And that's partly why I wrote the book.
Honestly. It is so needed. And thank you for writing this book and for explaining all about, you know, the missing planet, because we're here and we need her love and her, she can help us, you know, but we have to allow her to and put ourselves in that position to be helped, you know, and then she will come in and she heals us, for goodness sake. You know, she calls us to her and she heals her, and she is our church, I believe.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, Chrissy, it's been absolutely wonderful today. And thank you for sharing your unique look on this very important subject, you know, and the earth sign.
Yeah, I hope everybody takes into account their earth sign.
Yeah.
And if you're not sure how to find it, although it is just the opposite of your own sign, but if you're not sure where that is, then you can always email me or contact me through my website, actually, is probably the best way, chrissyblaze.com. And ask me about it, and I can tell you where your earth sign is and what that means. The book will tell you what each one means as well, not just that it's, you know, Libra is opposite Aries, but what that means, what Libra in earth means. And will give you a good understanding of that.
Lovely.
And then you can not only, as I say, the sun sign is always the most important, because it's like the soul, if you like, it's the heart, the soul of you. And most people say, well, I'm nothing like my earth sign. But then I always say, well, you should be.
Or you should read up and see your opposite, you know, the things that you need to take from that earth sign, you know, because it's the same. It's our opposite. So we need it, you know, we need the darkness and we need the light. We need the masculine and we need the feminine. We need part of the earth sign as well as the sun. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah.
Those two pieces of information, your sun sign and your earth sign, you can really get going and achieve a lot, you know. And of course, there's lots of other things too, like the moon and the nodes of the moon is very important. They just show your future, as you know. We talked about that, Joanne. Yeah.
Beautiful.
But start with the earth and start with the earth.
Yeah.
And that's the way I look at astrology. It's like, learn as much as you can. If you don't want to learn the whole of astrology, because it's such a complicated science, it's complex, you know. If you don't want to do that, just learn as much as you can about the sun and the earth as a start, and your moon sign as well.
Yeah.
And of course, the rising sign, but one at a time.
Well, Chrissy, thank you so much for your enlightening divine wisdom on Mother Earth, Mother Gaia, and thank you for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, Yogini Joanne, and it's been a pleasure, and hopefully this message will go out far and wide, and I will certainly send it out to my list as well. So thank you so much.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.